You're listening to the Sunday Session Podcast with Francesca Rutkin from Newstalk ZB.
Right, are you on a free from diet? So when I say that, I mean, are you on a a free from dairy or a free from gluten diet? Not for medical reasons, but for weight loss reasons. Well, is it a good idea to avoid certain groups of food? Erin O'Hara joins us now in our wellness section, naturopath. Good morning, Erin.
Good morning.
This is interesting. I just sort of was under the sort of assumption these days that people avoided things because it didn't sit well with them, or they had an intolerance or an allergy.
Yeah, it's really changed, and people are commonly avoiding these foods thinking that they're doing it for weight reasons rather than the health reasons of being intolerant or having a severe allergy to the particular food. And I think with marketing, people commonly will see on the label on the packet that it's all gluten-free, or it's dairy-free, or it's fat-free, or it's sugar-free, and naturally in their mind they think that it's a healthier food option. And this is known as the health halo perception, where we perceive the food to be a health option, a healthier option for us, even if it's not necessarily a healthier option and can cause things like weight loss. Instead, you know, these foods are getting branded in that way. And it's actually perceiving us as thinking they are healthy foods when they're not always.
Okay, so are we doing ourselves more harm than good then if we're just eliminating certain foods from our diet?
There's certain foods that definitely are not a healthier option when they are the free from food. And I think that people don't necessarily read all the ingredients in the packet. They might look at the label on the front and be like, cool, it's gluten-free, egg-free, dairy-free, it's going to be healthy for me. But instead, if you start reading the ingredients, commonly when it is a free from food, sometimes they're adding in emulsifiers, gums, preservatives, thickening agents to improve the consistency of the food. And if you think of things like gluten-free bread, obviously gluten bread is nice and spongy and nice and better texture than a gluten-free bread. So to make gluten-free bread, they're adding in a lot of extra additives to try and make that spongy consistency of a normal bread. And that can make their food actually less healthy for us. So just because it's gluten-free doesn't necessarily mean that gluten-free bread would be a better option.
Okay, so is that what we should be doing? Asking ourselves that question. If it doesn't have A in it, what else does it have in it?
Yeah, and just I think if you're looking for weight loss, I think you want to be reading the label, looking at what are the ingredients in the product, also what are the calories in it, because sometimes these health foods are actually really, really high in calories. So looking at are they actually a good option for a weight loss program? And I think that quite often we need to just go back to the basics, as it's not about buying all those processed foods that are in the different packets that have gluten-free, dairy-free, sugar-free, fat-free, egg-free. Honestly, the list can go on and on, but instead going back to our basic foods. If we're looking at weight loss, that's what we want to be doing. However, if you know you do have allergies to a food, like if you eat gluten and you know you get really severe bloating, then maybe you want to consider that are going on a gluten-free diet. But I think you want to get some advice from your local GP and see whether that is something that you need to do. Or even if you want to do this, you could do an elimination diet where you would eliminate that food for a couple of weeks and then trial it back into your diet. And that's a good way to see what sort of reaction your body has to it, is just noticing what symptoms you get and whether you feel good or not. And then maybe you can consider whether you want to change your diet or not.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, Erin. Nice to catch up with you. We'll catch up next week.
For more from the Sunday Session with Francesca Rutkin, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 9 a.m. Sunday, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.